Good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. I'm a radio talk show host, TV personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News Media. I am also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I have a strong desire to affect real change as I myself rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to one of bounty and joy. Now, in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News Media. The principles that you will hear here, yes, you, the listening audience, are based on you living your remarkable life, which is the foundation for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all the work that's delivered. I, Candy G, am personally dedicated to bringing high-quality information to the public through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. Can I tell you how excited I am about today's guest? Well, you're going to hear. Truly remarkable. Now, before we get to today's guest, what I want to do is I want to read a G-note. What's a G-note? It's what I call a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. Today's G-note simply says, obstacles are merely the scary things that you see when you take your eyes off your vision. And our vision today is optimal health. And who's going to help us get there is Dr. William Davis. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to head off to a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back and bring Dr. Davis on. Hang tight. This is going to be an amazing show.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all cargo flights and provides service to all Caribbean island and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and this is your host, Candy G. Obesity, belly bulge, diabetes, insulin resistance. These topics are the hottest topics in magazines, books, TV shows, just everywhere. Eat this, don't do that, do this, do that. It is all so confusing and so overwhelming. Well, recently on Dr. Oz, the author of Wheat Belly, Dr. William Davis, came on to share, well, let's basically say he has pulled the plug and exposed the truth behind the wheat industry. Dr. Davis is a preventative cardiologist whose unique approach to diet allows him to advocate reversal, not just prevention, of heart disease. He has so many amazing things to share with you because I tell you, I have been studying his genius. Dr. Davis, I want to welcome you to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Oh, well, thank you, Candy. You got me all excited now.
I got to tell you, you know, it's hard to get me speechless. We're so excited to have you on the air. And I want to tell you how you came to be on Nothing But Good News Radio. I've been doing the radio show probably for about 10 years on four different stations. And I have been looking, I am the person that has always eaten right. Do you see my quotation marks? Mm-hmm. I've always done it right. For 10 years, I've had a digestive issue. And I've tried and I've studied and I've done cleanses and I know from parasites and yeast and all the craziness that people will put you through, organic, grass-fed beef, I've done it all. And 8 short weeks ago, I was put on a protocol that was completely wheat-free and was starting to have some pretty great results. And then I have to tell you, my wonderful assistant who's sitting here in the studio with me today came in and said, "You got to see this interview." And I watched your interview on Dr. Oz, and I said, this is what's happening for me. This is what's happening. So I immediately got your book, got your cookbooks, and I have immersed my entire family into your philosophy. So I'm going to share with you some of the extraordinary results that have happened. But what I wanted you to know how you got here today, because I have been looking at the way people eat, and I'm going, we're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. We're eating more processed foods, and we really have become the age of honey boo-boos, and I think we got to take a look at what's going on, and I believe that you've really found an answer. And so, hello, I am so excited to have you here.
Isn't it something, Candy, when you pull back the curtain and you start to see the issues for what they really are, everything starts to fall in place.
Right, very much so. So what I want to do is let's share with the listening audience how you came across this great discovery or how you were able to pull back the curtain and say, this is really what's going on.
Well, I stumbled here, Candy. So I didn't one day just wake up and realize all this. It started with an experience to try to help people reduce blood sugar, pure and simple. So I'm a cardiologist, and I try to help people stop or reverse heart disease. And so one of the things that you quickly recognize is you cannot be diabetic or pre-diabetic and have full control over heart disease risk. So I wanted to do this without medication, so I used a very simple line of logic, and that is 2 slices of whole wheat bread have among the highest of glycemic indexes, how high blood sugar goes, of all foods, higher than 6 teaspoons of table sugar. So that's not widely talked about, but it's established fact in any table of glycemic index in any nutritional textbook. So I had patients remove wheat just for its blood sugar effects. People did it. They'd come back 3, 4, 6 months later, and their blood sugars would indeed be lower, sometimes enough for a diabetic on insulin and 3 drugs to no longer be diabetic. But they also told me all these other stories. They lost 38 pounds, 3 inches off their waist. Their joint pains were gone. Their acid reflux gone. The heartburn gone. The bowel urgency of irritable bowel syndrome gone. Migraine headaches gone. PMS, wide mood swings gone. The pain of rheumatoid arthritis reduced or gone, asthma gone, threw away 2 inhalers. In other words, all these stories just start pouring out, and people start experiencing transformations in health across a wide range of different conditions. That's when I started asking, what the heck is going on here? If this is true, why is wheat of today different, say, than the wheat of 1960?
And I know you have some incredible research. I do want to share a testimonial with you, which is kind of interesting because I said 8 short weeks ago I started shifting how I was doing things, and my husband was watching me. I was not encouraging him. He just said, you know what, babe, I'm just going to kind of follow what you're doing. So, of course, he wasn't doing things as good as me. And what's crazy is he's dropped 20 pounds, four inches, and the lowest he could get his blood sugar on his medicine was 165. This morning he took it; it was 104.
That's great.
I know. Well, the thing is what I don't understand is if I'm being better than him, why he's losing weight faster than me? But I think that's another show. Okay.
Bigger guys tend to lose weight faster than the girls. It makes the ladies mad, but the guys just have that natural advantage just because of size.
It does make us girls mad, but hey, that's okay. I'm so happy that it's a place where we see such long-term health, and we've committed to this being a lifestyle. Let's talk about the wheat of 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference with the wheat of are we saying 40 years or 60 years? 40 years ago. What's the difference today?
Well, the wheat was changed by extensive efforts to modify its genetics. And by the way, this all predates genetic modification. This is the game that the wheat lobbyists and the wheat trade groups play. They say Davis is full of malarkey because no wheat has been genetically modified. Well, that's true. In the language of genetics, no gene splicing techniques have been used to insert or delete a gene in wheat. That's true. The techniques used to generate modern wheat are worse than genetic modification, using such techniques as something called chemical mutagenesis, the use of chemicals to induce mutations. They don't tell you that part. So they took traditional forms of wheat, 4.5 foot tall, relatively low yield strains, subjected them to a whole series of mutations, changes, hybridizations, crossing with foreign grasses, etc., to introduce new genes, and they created an 18 to 24 inch tall, short, stocky, high yield, semi dwarf strain. Now, this reached your store shelves around 1984, 1985. So it was invented in the 70s. Wasn't really embraced by farmers till the mid-80s. The introduction of the high-yield semi-dwarf strain of wheat as your ciabatta, hamburger rolls, bread, pasta, cookies, cakes, etc., coincides perfectly with an increase in calorie intake of 400 to 800 calories per day, an explosive increase in weight and the incidence of obesity and diabetes, and a whole slew of other health problems, including autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis and ulcerative colitis. So that doesn't prove cause and effect, of course, until you start to backpedal and look at all the data that have been already generated, Candy. So we're not talking about something I made up or something that has no substantiation. Incredibly, a lot of this has been already been substantiated, but no one has simply put it together.
You know, it's amazing to me that folks aren't taking a look at this. And I've read all of the different disorders that you can reverse, heal, take a look at. And one of the big things for me that I say, why don't we take a look at as a country and a global community, is autism. And that we know that with autism, most autistic kids will get better with a specific carbohydrate diet. So it has something to do with the carbs. Is that just simplistic to me, or is it something we really need to take a look at?
Well, there's actually several small studies that have examined that question, and there's no question there is an effect. If you eliminate wheat/gluten, there is an improvement in behavior, attention span, and social engagement. There's no question that's true. Now, most of these studies with the autistic kids tend to look at wheat, dairy, and food preservatives and coloring, so it's not quite as clean as just wheat in those studies. But that needs to be explored further because, you know, you can't cure autism, but you can modify its course. And if we can do anything, and this is not a drug, of course, it's not some nasty therapy, it's just a shift in food choice and get some marked improvement, it's worth it. And I hear from a lot of parents who say they did this with their kids, and they did see dramatic improvement in behavior, capacity to learn, and ability to interact with other children. So there's a big effect. What's not clear is whether these modern forms of wheat had a role to play in the actual causation of the changes that lead to autism in the first place. That data is not worked out. As you know, it's a very complex conversation. There's a little bit of data in an animal model, though, that suggests there may be a relationship of consumption of modern wheat and the actual triggering of the changes that lead to autism.
And I hear you, and yes, definitely a big question. You know, one of the things that you said a moment ago was that eating wheat can lead to eating an additional 400 to 800 calories a day. And as I'm reading in some of your information, I guess there is a protein. What is this called? Gliadin?
Gliadin, right.
Gliadin, okay. And what I'm reading in a lot of your information is that it contains a unique amino acid that actually has an opiate effect that will cause folks to actually eat more. And so share a little bit of that with the listening audience so that they understand how that they can consume more and get bigger just by eating wheat and, I guess, being addicted to it.
Isn't that something? Exactly. There's a protein unique to wheat called gliadin. Gliadin has been a part of wheat for as long as wheat's been around, which is millions of years. But the gliadin of today is different. We know this for a fact. The gliadin structure today is different. So this large protein called gliadin in all wheat degrade the small polypeptides, small proteins, in the human gastrointestinal tract, and these small polypeptides, 5 or 6 have been identified so far, have the ability to bind to the opiate receptors of the human brain. But unlike other opiates, like heroin or morphine, it doesn't cause euphoria, it only causes appetite stimulation. it causes us unwitting wheat-consuming humans to take in, on average, at least 400 more calories per day. This is why people say they have a wheat-based breakfast, like breakfast cereal or English muffins. At 7 a.m., they're hungry at 9. They have to have a snack. They're hungry at 11. They have to have another snack. They can't wait till lunch. They're hungry at 2. After dinner, they have to graze on junk. It's this unending battle with appetite stimulation. You don't appreciate how big this effect is till you stop eating wheat. And by the way, about 40% of people go through a wheat withdrawal process. It's a soft form of an opiate withdrawal. Nausea, fatigue, depression, headaches. It lasts about 5 days, and then you're through it. Then you feel wonderful. Weight falls off of you. You find that appetite has shrunken. It's reverted to only providing need. And that's what happens, and that's how people lose weight, as well as experience all those other health transformations.
Oh, this is Nothing But Good News Radio, and we're going to talk about all the goodness that we're finding out about this when we come back. Dr. Davis, we're going to dip off to commercial break. This is Candy G with Nothing But Good News, and we'll be right back. You got to stay tuned.
Need help shipping? Amerjet website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.amerjet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with Amerjet is fast and easy. Schedule all caller service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call Amerjet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website amerjet.com.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Sprout. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and this is Candy G, and I am so excited to have Dr. William Davis here with us today, and he is the author of the Wheat Belly book, and we are talking about what happens when you really do eliminate wheat from your diet. And Dr. Davis, before we went on the commercial break, you were talking about wheat withdrawal, and I have somebody here in the studio with me, and it just so happens that she happens to be my sister. Her name is Sharon, and she's here, and she's in town from Michigan, and Sharon comes to visit me a week or 10 days every year. So she came into town last week, and on Thursday, I said, this is the way we're eating. I'm just letting you know. If you need anything else, let me know. Well, she got on the scale this morning, and well, first of all, Sharon, say hi to Dr. Davis.
Hi, Dr. Davis. It is
hi, Sharon.
Nice to hear from you.
She is so tickled to be talking to you because she has been living inside of your book for 5 days. But she got on the scale this morning. How much did you lose?
5 pounds.
And she hasn't been trying.
And I'm not overweight, and I'm slightly overweight, and I wasn't trying. I just was Candy's life.
And isn't that amazing? But the thing is she has been having the wheat withdrawal. She's been explaining. She's going, wow, all the things that he talked about in the book, that's what I've been experiencing. But didn't you say today it's getting a little better?
Oh, it's gotten great now. Previous to that, I was going with the headaches big time. But now, Today is a good day.
And she's
feeling good.
She's this, if her family is back in Michigan listening, get ready because the world's about to change.
It's going to change.
But it's astounding because, you know, just in my own household, the great, like I said, the great testimonials. And for me, I've had digestive issues for 10 years. 10 years. So much so, last year they talked me into taking out my gallbladder, and the symptoms did not go away. I know. And all I can do is do the best that I can do at this point in time. And listen, I'm really healthy and things are great. But it's astounding to me. And I think that this is a message that we need to get out to folks and let them know that what you need to do is we need to take a look at this thing called wheat. You know, we were talking about, and I don't know how to pronounce this, so forgive me, wheat germ agglutinin.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Now, you say that it is inadvertently changed by modern genetic manipulations, and it is a direct intestinal toxin. How frightening is that? And if a single milligram is fed to a laboratory animal in its purified form, it destroys its intestinal tract.
Is that something?
That's just,
is it any wonder that people have acid reflux and diarrhea? These are the people who have to know where all the bathrooms are because they could go at any moment with just barely moment's notice. And by the way, Sharon's going to be asking you soon whether she's too skinny.
I've got a head start on her, so it's all good.
A common question around here, by the way. Imagine that. Am I too skinny during the world's worst epidemic of overweight and obesity?
That's amazing. So, I know. Yeah. And this.
So,
go ahead.
Exactly right. The wheat germ agglutinin is a direct intestinal toxin. It is indigestible in the human gastrointestinal tract. It's a form of protein called a lectin. Now, lectins are simply proteins that protect plants. You know, you and I have B and T, lymphocytes and antibodies and a very complex immunity. Plants don't have those kinds of protections against molds and fungi and insects, so they have a much simpler form of protection called lectin proteins. Lectins are meant to be toxic because it protects the plant. Now, thankfully, most lectins, when consumed by humans, are benign. So spinach has a lectin, but it's benign, doesn't bother us. But so is ricin. Ricin is the lectin of castor beans, which is so harmful that even in microgram quantities, it's been used in about a dozen terrorist attacks worldwide.
That's frightening. I read that. It's frightening.
Yeah.
Frightening.
So wheat germ agglutinin is not as bad as ricin. It's not as benign as the lectin in spinach. It's somewhere in between. And so we eat this stuff through our healthy whole grains, and it ruins our gastrointestinal tracts.
And that was me. That was really me.
And it could be misdiagnosed. Mm-hmm. As gallbladder dysfunction or bile stasis, right?
Right.
Or as acid reflux, mm-hmm. or any number of other conditions. You can see why I say, Candy, between Sharon and your experience with gastrointestinal distress and unnecessary cholecystectomy and your husband's experience in dropping his blood, you know what we do in healthcare? I'm in healthcare. We treat the consumption of wheat. So, yeah, you can have a car accident. You can have other things. But you know what? So many chronic conditions Americans are exposed to is nothing more than the long-term consequences of wheat consumption.
And the amazing thing for me is not only have I lost weight that I've wanted to lose, but that bloat is gone. I get up every day. My husband looks at me and goes, babe, look how flat your belly is. What are we talking about? Isn't this, look at this, amazing. And it's incredible. It's amazing because I've spent so much time taking a look at it. And it's one of the reasons that I wanted to give you airtime and give you this testimonial because this is short lived. This is a short 8 weeks here. Mm-hmm. And where you talk about life, health, and weight being transformed, you're not kidding. And tell me, you know, and like I said, a lot of folks are listening and they're going, all right, I'm hearing all of this really, really, really bad stuff. This is nothing but good news radio. What is the good news here? We know that we can correct these things, but how can we help folks to eat this way?
Well, the easy thing to do is to at least consider this, because it sounds outrageous, because it goes against all the things we've been told for the last 50 years, right? Cut your fat, eat more healthy whole grains. But, you know, we're in a new age, aren't we, Kenny, where we can no longer just talk about fats and calories and protein and carbohydrates. We need to be aware that agribusiness is very busy changing our foods. They've changed wheat. They're genetically modifying corn and soy. There's BT toxin inoculated into corn now. So I think it's foolhardy to think that we cannot be aware that agribusiness and big food is very busily changing our food. We have to be aware of these things in order to dodge them. Proposition 37 in California showed us the attitudes of these companies. They squashed this effort to just put the label of genetically modified on various foods. They just amassed a war chest and squashed it. So they say, we're going to change your foods, and it's none of your damn business. So we have to do it ourselves, take the reins on health, and be aware that these foods have been changed. Wheat, most of all. Wheat's the worst of the worst. All you got to do is get rid of it. But it's in virtually all processed foods. That's the problem here. It's in Twizzlers. It's in Campbell's tomato soup. It's in Lipton onion soup. It's in taco seasoning, salad dressing, frozen foods, breakfast cereals. I think it's there for one reason, stimulate your appetite. So if you're going to be wheat-free, if someone wants to consider this, you've got to eliminate the obvious sources like breads and pasta and cookies and cakes, but also the not-so-obvious processed foods. What's left? Real single-ingredient foods. We know that steak and lamb chops and salmon are free of wheat. We know that olive oil, olives, avocados, oranges, right, all those kinds of real foods, nuts, et cetera, are free of wheat. We go back to real single-ingredient foods. Now, a lot of people are unsatisfied with that. They say, I still want pizza. I have social situations. I have entertaining and children, grandkids. So that one of the things I also do is I show people how to remake those things, like pizza and cheesecake, using healthy ingredients. Those are all those recipes in the cookbook as well as the Wheat Belly blog. So I show you how to make a coffee cake, for instance. Delicious, and it's benign. It won't make you gain an ounce nor screw with your metabolic patterns. So you can have a very rich, wheat-free life and have all kinds of great food.
And my husband is a big fan of your flaxseed Parmesan crackers, just so you know.
Okay, great.
He's a big fan. He's got to have something that has substance to it, that feels like it's a cracker or a piece of bread. And he is just, it's just like, wow, this is amazing. And so we've been busily going through your cookbook and taking a look at these a lot of these recipes that that can easily be converted. For those folks that are, they're listening and they're going, oh, you know, my life is so busy, and what do? I run to the local fast food place, and a lot of those, and what they're seeing is a lot of fast food chains, they're offering their healthy alternatives, but you're saying not to be surprised that a lot of those things have wheat in them, even though it doesn't look like a wheat item.
Yeah, you know, it's really tough, almost impossible to get health out of a fast food joint. There's too many landmines in that path. I would advise people to stay away from those places as much as possible, just because there's too many problems. It's the wheat, it's the high fructose corn syrup, it's the various preservatives used, it's the high temperatures used, the French fries. There's too darn many problems with the foods at every possible level in those places.
Do you think is all of this genetic modification? Is it all about the bottom line and increased revenue?
You know, it started out as a noble cause, Candy. It started out to increase yield to help solve world hunger. So it wasn't all nefarious and evil. It's been subverted into that cause. You know, these companies are, after all, trying to make money. But here's the problem. Agribusiness can change your food. So it might be some genetic modification. It might be some extensive series of hybridizations. It might be crossing one plant with a foreign plant to introduce new genes. It might be the use of chemical gamma ray or X-ray mutagenesis. Purposeful induction of mutations. And you can create a new plant. It kind of looks and smells and acts like the one you thought it was. You can sell it tomorrow. You don't have to test it. You don't have to test it in animals nor in humans. You can sell it tomorrow. Yet you've probably created a whole new range of new proteins and other components in this. So we have things like allergies in children. We have unexpected, unexplained autoimmune diseases. We have peculiar mind effects and joint effects and skin effects. And we look at ourselves and wonder, why am I developing all these problems? It's the food. It's the food that's been changed by the unquestioned laissez-faire attitudes towards agribusiness and genetics research.
It's amazing. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to head off to another commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about things that you can do to make sure that your food is the food that you want to be eating and you can become more aware. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. So happy to have Dr. Davis right here with us. Stay tuned.
shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean? Amerijet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Amerijet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport-to-airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call Amerijet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
And now, WZAB traffic.
Good afternoon. We are dealing with delays on 95 northbound out of Broward County due to an accident at Hollywood Boulevard. Two lanes are closed. You can take 441 of the Florida Turnpike as your alternate. Out of Miami-Dade, a crash on 95 southbound at Ives Dairy Road. That's a hit-and-run crash. And on the Palmetto Expressway westbound at Northwest 67th Avenue, an accident off to the side. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at TotalTrafficMIA.
Welcome back. This is Candy G, and this is Nothing But Good News Radio. And we're here with Dr. Davis, and we're talking about wheat belly and what it's like to be wheat-free and to live a wheat-free lifestyle and what it means. Now, Dr. Davis, my assistant, Arlie, who really is responsible for getting you on the air, and I just love her for it, that she has a question because she is following a nationally known weight loss protocol, and she's been doing this. And what they do is they actually advocate eating X amount of wheat products a day. Mm-hmm. So how does that work? There's a conflict there.
It works because it forces you to torture yourself. So it requires monumental willpower to push. So in other words, you can imagine you're eating something that stimulates appetite, makes you hungrier, while you're at the same time trying to count this or that or reduce your calorie intake. So you can do it, but you really have to work hard at it. And once you go off being aware of calorie intake while ingesting this appetite stimulant, you regain the weight. This is why so many diets fail, because they failed to put their finger on this appetite stimulant. So you can do it that way. It ain't fun. It's awful. In fact, a lot of people, the only reason a lot of these programs succeed is because they have all this encouragement, camaraderie, monitoring to try to keep you enthused to stay on. Once that's gone, the weight comes right back because they failed to put their finger on the fundamental problem that started the whole mess.
Basically, Arlie, he's telling you to get on the program with Candy and Sharon. That's what he's saying right now. You know, how to make this easier. And Dr. Davis, I really want to share with you something really brilliant that has come into my life while I've been figuring all this out. Because you got to know, author, speaker, trainer, coach, I host a radio show. I run a couple of households. I have kids and a husband and two dogs and a couple of horses. So life's pretty busy for me. So life's pretty busy for me in a great, wonderful way. And I have somebody who's been part of Nothing But Good News Radio for a while, and he's been one of my consistent, wonderful advertisers. And he has an incredible, like, home delivery food system, and it's called Eat Well Foods. And when I went to him and I said, I don't really see that you have this right now, but could you make foods like this for me? And so what he does is twice a week delivers food to my door that is right within your protocol. And he's gotten your book and he's been reading it, and he's now doing wonderful wheat-free meals for his clients as well. And the thing that I found out, like a lot of folks might be listening, saying, well, I can't afford that. The thing that I found out, not only am I losing weight, I'm also saving money because I'm not going out as much, and I'm literally probably saving 10 hours a week. So I ask, his name is Mark Liu, and I ask Mark to come in to the station today. He's been such a big part of helping me do this, to just say hello to you, and if he had any questions for you, or just to give you a hooray, Dr. Davis, we appreciate you. So, Mark, say hello.
Hello. Well, first of all, Dr. Davis, hooray, because I have to tell you, I read your book, and my business was always predicated upon providing heart-healthy, diabetic-friendly meals that are protein, carbohydrate, fat-balanced. And we include things like whole-grain pastas and lovely durum wheat in couscous. And I read your book, and it just changed my perspective 100%. Suddenly I realized that it's heart-not-so-healthy and it's diabetic-not-so-friendly. Until this transformation of going wheat-free, and I'm so very thrilled to be here, you know, engaging in conversation with you.
That's fabulous, Mark, and hooray that you had the courage and the commitment to doing this for people, because that's a great, I predict you will be inundated with orders, because how many other ways can you eat so richly with beautiful, delicious foods, real foods, yet feel great, lose the drugs, lose the weight? So we're not talking about four enemas a day, right? Or some procedure, or taking someone's gallbladder out. We're just talking about shifting food choices away from this stuff, and that's where you, that's a great thing you're doing.
Well, thank you very much.
And it's pretty exciting. You didn't realize you were going to have the Dr. Davis fan club on the air today, did you?
Well, you know, Candy, it's funny because when I first started doing these interviews a year and a half ago, when the book first came out, I got the usual, you can't be serious. This is against everything we've been told. Now I'm getting stuff like, you know, we've heard from 10 people now who've lost 40 pounds to 70 pounds and no longer diabetic. In other words, this has spread so widely and broadly that people are starting to come to me and saying, you know, we think you're right, and can you help us understand why?
You know, and it's such an important thing to do. Talking about all of the food that's genetically modified, and that people that are listening and the people that I know that shop in the best markets and look for the labels that say no GMOs and try to do the right thing, what are some tips? What are some of those things, those red flags that we can tell folks that are really trying to give it a go and eat real food, besides just calling market eatwellfoods.com?
Well, your most confident wheat-free choices are the simple foods. So if you grew some tomatoes in your backyard, you know those are safe, right? If you buy them at a vegetable stand or a farmer's market, that is, let's say, rutabagas, cabbage, lettuce, all those wonderful things, those are safe. If you buy meat from a butcher, most single meats, that is just beef, just ground beef, or just pork, those are safe. It's the processed meats we have to be careful, because sometimes those have wheat in them too, as well as other things. So we want to go for as least processed as possible, because whenever humans get involved in the processing and trying to do such things as extend shelf life, they start to add things. It might be for better texture, it might be for preservative effects, or it might be for appetite stimulation effects like wheat. So we've got to be very careful. You're going to find that almost all processed foods, oddly, have wheat, if not some other unhealthy ingredient, say like cornstarch or high fructose corn syrup. So it's a good policy to try to steer us clear of processed foods whenever possible. So it's really a return to the most basic of foods, the vegetables, nuts, oils, healthy oils, meats, eggs, cheese, full-fat organic dairy if possible. So there's lots of foods. There's lots of great things you can have. This past weekend I had a beef stew. I had pie. I had cake. I had all kinds of good stuff. I did have to make it myself. So this is one. If there's a downside to all this, Candy, it's at least for now, before people like Mark who step forward and help prepare things. Right now you do have to prepare more on your own.
Right. And very much so. And I find that even at those times, you can start with some simple recipes, and then you figure out that it works and you feel good, and you can try some other things. I know you also talked in your book, well, people those folks are out there listening, they're saying, well, what about alcohol? Can somebody in the studio is going, yes, can I have anything to drink on this diet?
The only real problem with alcohol is beer, because it's of course, most beer is made from wheat and thereby has gliadin residues and stimulates appetite. And I believe that's why we have beer bellies, but no wine bellies or bourbon bellies. So it's that gliadin protein that stimulates appetite. You can have beer. I like Michelob Ultra or Bud Light. They're low-carb and have no gliadin residues. You can get, for the people who really like these artisanal or the microbrew-type brews, there's a Greens and a Bard's, and Anheuser-Busch has something called Red Bridge. These are higher in carbohydrates. You've got to be careful not to overdo it, but those are wheat/gluten-free. There is an increasing choice. Some of the microbreweries are making it from sorghum, and I've had an excellent sorghum beer. The other drinks are not quite so problematic, because even if it's a wheat-based vodka, for instance, the distillation process is supposed to reduce the gluten and gliadin residues to below 20 parts per million, which is the FDA's proposed cutoff. I will tell you, those of us who are really sensitive to wheat will still react to, let's say, a wheat-based vodka, but most do not. So most can get away with, say, various vodkas, bourbons, cognacs, etc., and not react.
Well, as a person personally who loves a nice glass of red wine from now and then, in your book it says exactly, wine is as close as we can get to a nearly perfect wheat and gluten-free haven. So I thought that was a great thing to read.
Yeah, wine is the safest. Mm-hmm. It's not 100%. It's close, because there are rare winemakers who will use a wheat flour to line their barrels, but it's very uncommon to do that.
Wow. What is this? What is the 2 plus 2 equals 11 effect?
Well, people often don't realize just how many conditions they have that they were suffering at the hands of wheat consumption till they get rid of it. So you lose wheat, and appetite shrinks, weight shrinks, the belt waistline shrinks, blood pressure drops, acid reflux, that rash people have had 12, 15, 18 years treated with salves and steroid creams, gone, seborrhea, psoriasis, dandruff, depression, paranoia, anxiety, food obsessions. In other words, people often don't, they say, I feel fine, I'm not that sick, why should I do it? They go wheat-free, and they realize, you know what, I realized I had four conditions, but I didn't realize that these things were bothering me until I got rid of it. Mood increases, sleep is deeper. A very common observation is I feel 20 years younger. I don't fully understand why people say that, but it's a very common observation. So the results most people experience are far greater than they ever anticipated.
And I think I've seen that to be true. Like I said, inside my own household, it's energy, even though, as you can tell, we're pretty busy anyway and we're pretty active. Mm-hmm. It's just there's so much more energy to be had. And it's truly amazing. As I was reading all of the things, whether it's intestinal issues or diabetes or obesity, or you talk about wheat and aging, you age better without wheat. And skin conditions and heart disease, it's really pretty amazing.
You know, we're all going to die sooner or later, but I'd like to live my life feeling great with as much energy as possible and taking little to no medications and submitting to little or few or no procedures. See, the world is hell-bent on getting us to take these drugs, getting us to support the new $80 million wing on your hospital, right, and supporting the products of big food. Well, I say let's not play that game. Let's be happy and healthy, just not play their game of processed foods, and then experience all the health consequences that get treated with medications and procedures.
And again, like I said, I've seen so much of it in my own house. There's a place in I read this on your Wheat Belly blog. You were talking about acid rain, car batteries, and wheat all in the same category.
That's pretty obnoxious stuff, isn't it?
I don't think it's so obnoxious. I think you're trying to make a point.
Yeah. So for those who are truly motivated to maintain long-term health, which includes freedom from joint and bone diseases like osteoporosis, we try not to eat foods that are acidifying. that is that leach calcium out of the bones. So we don't do things like drink carbonated beverages because that carbonic acid is a very powerful acid. That's why it removes the paint in your dad's car when you were a kid, when you tried that. We don't engage in eating foods that are cause a net acid effect. And the worst by a long stretch, are grains, especially wheat and oats. So I cringe when I hear these claims that oats are heart healthy. Oats are not heart healthy. Oats are very destructive foods, as oatmeal, organic oatmeal, etc. All you have to do is check a blood sugar an hour after a bowl of oatmeal with no added sugar, and you'll see how sky-high your blood sugars go. So this notion of oats being heart healthy is a complete fiction. By the way, what they base that judgment on measuring, I should say, on measuring, on following calculated LDL cholesterol. Not measured LDL cholesterol. They only calculated it based on a crude calculation.
Fascinating. It's fascinating. Yeah. You know, you could sit here and shake your head, but the truth is what we need to do is we just need to eat whole, fresh foods is what we have to do. What we're going to do is we're going to take our last commercial break, and we're going to be right back with Dr. Davis. Stick with us.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet offers schedule all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Truck your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Welcome back. This is Candy G, and I'm here with Dr. Davis. Now, before we get back to Dr. Davis, I have a couple save the deets for you. You know, most of you that have been part of my listening audience, you know that I've been studying, researching, and utilizing techniques of thought transformation for over three decades. Fascinated by the concept, change your thoughts, change your life, my mission has been to understand how it really works and the best practical applications. With this knowledge, I rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to one truly of bounty and joy. I want you to know that in a couple of weeks, actually it's next, not this coming weekend, the one after, the New Life Expo will be in Fort Lauderdale, and I will be speaking on March 9th and March 10th at the New Life Expo. So go to their website and make sure you get there, and I will share my peanut butter to private jets to inspirational teacher story. That's March 9 and 10. I also want you to save the date. TEDx Delray Beach. I will be featured as a TEDx speaker. So if you go to my website or go to TEDxDelrayBeach.com and go ahead and get tickets. It's going to be amazing. There's going to be 25 incredible speakers. It's going to be right here in South Florida in Delray Beach. This event is going to be nothing short of spectacular. And like always, you can contact me, Candy G, K-A-N-D-E-E-G, at CandyG.com. We'll make sure you get all the details. And I want to make sure that you check out eatwellfoods.com, eatwellfoods.com, and check out all the amazing things that Mark Liu and his team has for you. Now, Dr. Davis, the question that I have, we were talking before the commercial break about how bad grains really are, and we were talking about oats, but can you give us any whole grain carb at all that we can have and that we can have.
Well, Kenny, wheat is the worst of the worst. So no other grain has an appetite stimulant. No other grain has quite this toxic bowel poison called wheat germ agglutinin. But grains have always been a problem. So humans have walked the earth for over 2 million years. Less than 0.4%, less than a percent of the time have we consumed grains. And when humans first incorporated even ancient grains, such as einkorn wheat or millet or sorghum or maize and pheasant, we showed problems even then with these ancient grains. We showed explosive tooth decay, tooth loss, tooth abscess. We lost height. We developed iron deficiency. We developed all kinds of problems. So grains have always represented some kind of compromise in health. Now, if all a person did was go wheat-free and didn't pay too much attention to their intake of other grains, you're still a whole bunch better off. But if someone wants ideal health, and I bet you a lot of your listeners are really after not just improved health, but ideal health, then you lose all grains. Next in line after wheat, corn. Corn's the recipient of the most genetic modification research, so that's a big problem. But all other grains are problems too. Oats is next in line because of its extraordinary glycemic potential, sky-high blood sugars. We're told that it has a moderate glycemic index. No, it raises blood sugar sky-high. And then all the other grains like sorghum, millet, buckwheat, etc. All grains will raise blood sugar. The most benign of all is rice. You can still be quite diabetic, by the way, eating rice. So we don't want to fall for the common flaw in nutritional logic. That is, if we replace something bad with something less bad, and there's an apparent health benefit, a whole bunch of less bad thing is good for you. As I tell people, it would be like saying smoking unfiltered cigarettes bad for you, smoking filtered cigarettes less bad for you, thereby you should smoke filtered cigarettes. Well, that's ridiculous, of course. So we don't want to use that same flawed logic in nutrition.
Well, Dr. Davis, I can't, you know, it's hard to believe, but it's less than 2 minutes to the end of this wonderful hour. Can you tell folks how to find you? And I'm telling everybody listening, you've got to go get a copy of the Wheat Belly book and the Wheat Belly cookbook. It's brilliant. So let folks know, you know, we've got just about 2 minutes to the end of the air, end of the show. So let folks know how to find you and any parting messages that you'd like to leave.
Sure, Kenny, and thank you for your support of this message, because that's what's happening. People are talking about it. It's not my great charm and good looks. It's the incredible success stories from people like you and your husband and Sharon and your listeners. People are experiencing this. That's what's happening. It's not because of the power of the message. It's the power of the results. So if they want to find more about this without having to buy the book right away, it's wheatbellyblog.com, where I post a lot of these conversations. There's almost 3 million people have been there. And so it's not just a couple of housewives. It's a lot of people talking and sharing ideas, sharing recipes. The most serious people want to talk a lot more about recipes and foods and where to buy foods, et cetera. There's a Facebook page for Wheat Belly also accessible through the blog. There's a little Facebook button you can push.
All right, awesome. Any last-minute message what you'd like to leave the listening audience with you being here today?
Well, this is a no-cost message, isn't it? You don't have to buy anything special. You don't have to buy special supplements. You don't have to follow a special program. It's getting rid of the foods that have been most changed by agribusiness. At the top of the list, wheat. And be prepared. 40% of you are going to have wheat withdrawal for the first 5 or so days. It won't hurt you. It might make you miserable, but everyone gets through it, and then you feel great on the other end. And that's a necessary step. Just like an alcoholic has to get through alcohol withdrawal to be a non-alcoholic, or a drug addict has to stop the drug and go through withdrawal to be a non-drug addict, same thing here. You've got to stop it and go through the withdrawal process to get on the other side. But then you come out on the other side feeling wonderful. So it's something anybody can do on their own. There is no requirement for grains in the human diet. Nobody from age 0 on up to 100 years have any intrinsic need for anything in wheat.
You know, I have a great friend who has a holistic health center here in Fort Lauderdale, and her tagline is feeling good is now an option. And when I listen to you talk and what I know experiencing what you've had to share, it's really, 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 really true. Continue to do the great work that you're doing. We're going to continue to share the message because besides the folks, everybody's watching us just kind of shrink and go, what are you doing?
That's great, Candy. That's great.
So it's really, really pretty incredible and really very, very fun. You heard it, Dr. William Davis. Go to www.wheatbellyblog.com. Pick up your copy of Wheat Belly and the Wheat Belly Cookbook. And if you're going to just get one, I say go ahead and get the cookbook because there's a lot of great information in there. Like always, this show is recorded. You'll be able to catch it in the archives. This is Candy G. I'm so happy you spent a day with me. You know what I want you to do? Just get out there and do something remarkable. Bye for now.